special guest this afternoon. Most of us know, so no introduction is required, but still, we have with us His Holiness Sukhdev Maharaj and His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrit Maharaj. So let us welcome them by loudly chanting, Hari Bol! So I would like request His Holiness Sukhdev Maharaj to speak first, and then His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrit Maharaj, and after that, in a short while, Radhanath Maharaj will join us. Hare Krishna.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. So today is January 9th, 2011. We have just entered the new year, and also we have just completed Prabhupada book marathon. And only yesterday, we just celebrated His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj's Vyasa Puja. All are auspicious occasions, isn't it? Because there's no point to look back for what we have not achieved or what we have achieved, especially for the devotees. We may have many achievements, but for a devotee, there is nothing like something achieved, is it? Some achievement. Because it is a service for us. It's not that we have accomplished a project, we have completed a marathon. Picking on that, gaining from that, what more we are going to do, no? So that way, we may have some achievements, but it only brings on us bigger responsibilities. Like, you know, is a senior devotee, is a senior sannyasi, Radhana Swami Maharaj ki. Just because Maharaj wanted me to speak, so I am venturing to speak something. So when we follow the order of our seniors, we get some purification. So, what was I talking to you? Actually, when I was sitting here to speak, I was scared to speak, not because you are so many people here, because during Janmashtami and like that, we also have in our temple people gather like that. But they don't know anything at all, so anything goes, I speak to them. But here, you know, I'm pretty sure, no? You're all getting much better association than myself from Maharaj. So I was saying that today we have the period of remembering three auspicious occasions. We just concluded Srila Prabhupada Marathon, and just yesterday we had the auspicious celebration of Radhanath Maharaj Vyasa Puja. And then we have this opportunity of having another year ahead of us. We have just entered New Year. So I was saying that in the New Year, we try to take a review, a look back into what happened. And I was also saying that whether there are achievements, there were achievements or failures, or that we did not do well, there's no point in ruminating over that or looking back over that, but we take lessons from our achievements and failures and the opportunities we had, and we want to prepare. I was also saying that especially for devotees, we don't have anything like achievements. It's a lifetime of service. So our achievements bring upon us more responsibilities. Because as I was also telling you, like, you know, you expect from senior devotees, senior sannyasis and leaders and like that. So, New Year, we have one more opportunity before us, how we can become better, how we can do better preaching, and how we can do something more for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada. When we were celebrating New Year, I don't know, we get some Hindu people, some RSS people, So there was some discussion, like there was a propaganda that we should not celebrate this January 1st as the New Year. No? There was a propaganda, which is, in one sense, it is true. According to our Vedic calculation of time, according to our Vedic calendar, because our Vedic information is more authentic and time-tested, and it is a better science if only we can properly, thoroughly study it and discuss it. We'll know that the Vedic standards, the Vedic lifestyle, it is a better way of life than what we normally see in the society. So one such thing is also the New Year, which generally Hindus, they celebrate sometime like during, like it comes sometime in March, April and like that. Right. Ugadi, Ugadi we call it. And actually it is the New Year, because the season changes and good atmosphere will prevail, and crops and things like that, it's the time they come. So we celebrate it. So when these people were saying that we should not be celebrating January 1st as New Year, we cannot do away with January 1st because officially we all have to write 2011 and like that. So there is a change of year. We were writing 2010, that is 2011. So whether we like it or not, whether we accept it or not. So for devotees, like it is, it's an occasion. We have two New Years, no? We want to make every occasion a reason for celebrating it in a Krishna conscious way. So on January 1st, if everybody wants to celebrate it as a New Year, devotees can also, like, in the New Year, so let us start the New Year with prayers to the Lordships, with the festival of the holy names, with Kirtan, and let us have the party with Krishna Prasadam. And then people visit the temples, as you have seen, on New Year, we are in Nellore town, which is a modest town, not so much population and like that. But more people come to the temple because it is January 1st, let us go for, begin the day with, otherwise they don't come. We set up bookstalls in various major temples of the town, and also we are also prepared to meet many more people who visit the temple on the occasion. So January 1st was a good day, because in a town like Nellore, at the end of the day, when we read the scores before the Lordships, 5 books distributed, 12 books distributed like that. So on January 1st, like, more than 100 books distributed, and by the selling of devotional paraphernalia, your more Lakshmi coming into the temple for the service of the Lord. So it's good. So January 1st, New Year, if we devotees look at the New Year, we also have plans. So how can we do better or do more in the New Year? So people take some resolutions, people have some projections and plans for the New Year, and devotees can also. So the point is, whenever we get a new day or a new year, we have another opportunity in life to become more Krishna conscious and to make more people Krishna conscious. Yesterday there was a little in the Vyasa Puja, there was somebody, I think it is, on preaching. Somebody brought up the topic preaching. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharata Bhumila Manushya Janmayara Janma Sardhaka Karo Karo Paropakara. That we become more Krishna conscious, and so that Krishna can utilize us as more effective instruments, the preaching. We always say the success in preaching is not in terms of how much Lakshmi is being collected, or how big the temple has come up, but the success of preaching is how many more conditioned souls, or how many more people are taking in interest in Krishna consciousness by our efforts and activities. So that is the success in preaching. And this success comes when we actually try to become good devotees. If we are not good devotees, we don't even know how to give proper association to others. So it is my a little experience. We may not be qualified so much, but Shraddha and sincerity, Shraddha, how much faith we have in the process. Our process includes the scriptures, our senior devotees, on the holy name. This is all the process we have, and how much we have faith in the scriptures. If we have faith in the scriptures, we always make sure that we spare daily some time to read. Similarly, we chant with more sincerity, with more eagerness we chant. Do you have taste in the name of the Lord? we check for ourselves, isn't it? Do I have the taste for chanting the name? So we have the faith in the name, but has it been transformed into a way of our life? So, developing attachment and taste. Similarly, like I was yesterday, and I was trying to do my offering. My mind was telling me, do you really mean what you are saying? Many times we know the philosophy and we speak and walk away. But whatever we are doing, do we really see it as the blessings from the senior Vaishnavas or spiritual master, because of that something is happening, whether it is book distribution or construction or making devotees. That means although we are away from senior devotees, when Krishna encourages us with some result, are we able to see that is because we have some submission to the process, to our leaders, to our senior devotees. So this preaching means like we also say we preach for our purification. If we don't preach, our time is being spent anyway, is it? Even if you don't preach, time doesn't stop. So, when we are not preaching, then what is happening with our time? Like some Prabhuji was all saying in the Vyasa Puja, either you are advancing or you are going back in your devotional service. Because the devotional service is a dynamic process. If somebody is doing devotional service properly, you will become more enthusiastic. Because devotional service, it nourishes our soul. It gives us more control over the mind, and we begin to relish the fruits of devotional service, so we become enthusiastic. Also, preacher, that when we are enthusiastic, personally we are testing the purificatory effects of devotional service, so we are convinced. So when we speak with conviction. We are not speaking from the books. We are speaking from our conviction. I tell two more small examples before I stop. Like, we have heard many times from Prabhupada books, like people may not take interest, or there may not be many people coming. Still, we should not be lax in our enthusiasm. We should continue it. Krishna can give result any time, no? We don't have to compare one thing with the other, one performance with the other, and so on. Krishna has his ways how to deal with different devotees. So we don't have to complain that people have no interest, or we don't have to complain that I'm not capable, because we have to be in this path, so we should be determined. There is a small story, one person has a big problem, so he wanted to solve it. It was not getting solved by his endeavors. Then he remembered God. Let me pray to God so that I can do this. So he was sincerely was praying to God, and then when he was like taking a little rest, he got like a dreamy state. Then he heard Lord giving him an instruction that he showed a big stone. Daily you push that stone, then he started doing that daily for some time, and then putting his effort to do his job. Neither he was able to push the stone, which was too big, humanly not possible. He was doing it because when I was praying sincerely, I got some message like that. So he did. Neither his job was getting done, nor he was able to push the stone. And then somebody came along. I was seeing you doing this for so many days and months. So it's impossible for you. So you better give up this, because you can't do it, nor is it possible. You give it up. Then he thought, yeah, it's I prayed sincerely and I took the message seriously and nothing happened. Maybe I'm wasting my time or like that. Anyway, before he gave up the thing, let me at least go back to the Lord and give a report and then give it up. Then he went back and then he prayed. I believed in you, and I also felt the instruction that came from you. I took it seriously. And I toiled a lot and nothing happened. So now I'm going to give it up. And he sat for some time, and then again it was like a dreamy state. And then the Lord was coaxing him. He was again seeing thing like this. What the other person told you, that you give it up, you leave it to me. See, it is true, but it is true you cannot push the stone. But did you notice when you were doing it day after day, the result was not there, but did you notice that you have improved? Now your determination has gone up because something impossible you have taken up and you are doing it. So the determination is building up. And also, as you are doing it, your stamina also, as you do something, you get some strength. And when I am satisfied with you, for me it is nothing. I can just stand behind you and I can give you all the credit. I can just do it and you get the credit. Then he could really see for himself, yes. So similarly, in devotional service, like we say, you know, every grain adds that it becomes a bag of rice. Every drop counts that it makes a jar full, like that. So we are not expecting any miracles, or we are not expecting something. It is also for one good reason. If something happens without good efforts, we think, you know, we don't give credit to the God. Again, we think, oh, I did, no? But we go on making efforts, and inside or outside, there will not be tangible result, because the result is in the hands of the Lord, no? Like we say that. Karmanyavadhikarasya mafalesha kadachana makarmafala heturbhur mahatya sangastha karmanya. So we are meant for doing service, and this service inconspicuously, okay, it's a transcendental process, and whether we notice or don't notice, whoever sticks to the process in all earnestness, it is assured. If we don't just look for external things, if we know how to look for what is happening to our spiritual status, we can see that, yes, I am improving, like that. So that's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Neha Vikrama Nasasti Pratyavayo Na Vidyate Salpam Apyasya Dharmasya Trayato Mato Bhayat. There is no loss, there is no harm, but everything is a gain in this Krishna consciousness process. So that way, doing book marathon, celebrating Vyasa Puja, entering into a new year. It's like if we learn how to take advantage of every occasion, to make it an occasion to remember the Lord, we are improving in our attachment to the Lord. You can all say on time with me, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Thank you.